One for the Money by Janet Ivanovich. Read by Lori Petty.
There are some men who enter a woman's life and screw it up forever. Joseph Morelli did this to me. Not forever, but periodically. Morelli and I were both born and raised in a blue-collar chunk of Trenton called the Burg. Houses were attached and narrow. Yards were small. Cars were American. The people were mostly of Italian descent, with enough Hungarians and Germans thrown in to offset inbreeding. It was a good place to buy calzone or play the numbers. And if you had to live in Trenton anyway, it was an okay place to raise a family. When I was a kid, Morelli lived two blocks over and was 2 years older. My mother warned me not to play with him. "Stay away from those Morelli boys, Stephanie. They're wild. I hear stories about the things they do to girls when they get them alone." "What kind of things?" "You don't want to know. Terrible things. Things that aren't nice." From that moment on, I viewed Joseph Morelli with a combination of terror and prurient curiosity that bordered on awe. At the age of 6, with quaking knees and a squishy stomach, I followed Morelli into his father's garage on the promise of learning a new game. Joseph Morelli was down on his hands and knees, crawling between my legs, when I asked the name of this game. His head was trapped under my short pink skirt. "Choo-choo, you're the tunnel, and I'm the train." I suppose this tells something about my personality, that I'm not especially good at...